moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
This is the story of a country whose music has seduced the outside world and taken on an importance that goes far beyond entertainment.
You want to learn about Brazilian history without going through the books. You can just listen to the music and you understand everything.
Brazilian music is having an enormous impact. Brazilian music. Ah.
Então, acho que não é só para mim. Acho que para todo brasileiro a música tem uma mistura muito grande. Futebol e música, eu acho que é uma coisa que está dentro dos brasileiros.
E bonito por natureza. De beleza. Em fevereiro. Tem carnaval.
Tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Eu sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa.
In Brazil, music is a national passion. Wildly varied styles, from bossa nova to distinctively Brazilian forms of reggae and hip-hop, have projected rival views of how the country should see itself and be regarded abroad, while politicians have used music to try to bring unity to the largest state in South America. This is a story in which leading musicians are censored and jailed, and a one-time rebel, Gilberto Gil, becomes Brazil's first black government minister. And it starts with the music that dominates and defines this vast, multiracial state, samba. Samba is the best-known, most enduring style in Brazil. It's the samba rhythm that provides the backdrop for the spectacular Rio Carnival and for sophisticated dance songs that have helped to bring Brazil the exotic image it enjoys around the world. But samba also includes laments about life in the shanty towns, the favelas, and songs that address the recurring themes of race and poverty in a society that prides itself on being a racial democracy, but where the most black are often the most poor.